There can be a fair amount of things to grumble about for locals during the dip netting season on the Kenai. The traffic, the lines at the store, and all the other things that can easily provoke a sort of "you kids quit picking the apples" mentality. The mess of fish heads and fish guts on the beaches has, in the past, also been a source of some discontent. But over the past several years, the city of Kenai has upped its effort to curb at least some of that. I hitched a ride earlier this week in one of the city's tractors used to rake the beach with Jacob Hart. For the past three summers, he's picked up some extra hours working beach cleanup duty for the city's Parks and Rec Department.
All I know is this right here is our friend. This is a hydraulic, and this does nice work. The only time I get out of the cab is if I run into like some big piece of wood or trash or something like that.
He's talking about the big rake attached to the back of the tractor, which is dropped in the sand and drug over the surface to pick up whatever the seagulls don't want or haven't gotten to.
There's a lot of fish heads down here towards this end. This year they've been, they seem to be cleaning it up pretty good, which is kind of nice. Well, it's nice, but it's not good for me. It don't give me anything to do.
We slowly make our way up the north side toward the mouth of the river, dodging dip netters, hauling in coolers from the waterline, and the makeshift cleaning stations that dot the beach. There's some fish waste out here, but it's not in the giant piles that have made for so many great photos over the years.
You see, what I'm looking for is you're looking for a big, long line of them. And there'll be a big, long line of fish head, and that's what you want to, you get in that line and you rake it all back out to the beach. Or you find a big pile of fish heads or guts or something like that, and you rake it back down to the waterline.
But the waste just isn't there. A sockeye carcass here, a couple of heads over there. On this night, the fishing is slow, which makes the cleanup pretty quick.
Usually all the fish heads, they would be lined up right there along the waterline.
Yeah.
And, we just go along there and angle our rake and rake them out there further, so when the water tide comes in, washes them all back out. Fish heads out down there, it's totally clean down here.
After a couple of passes, we make our way back. This is actually the only time Jacob dropped the rake all night to clean up the entrance to the beach a bit.
And it kind of smooths it out a little bit,
Yeah.
This road, this one's not too bad. That other road down there, you gotta go up and down there. And I just do this to kind of keep the road kind of smoothed out. It's pretty much what we do, but for some reason there's not no fish heads. I mean, you can't rake a fish head when it's one or two fish heads here. And
so in doing this for the last 3 years, do you have any horror stories and just weird stuff you've seen out on the beach at some crazy hour of the day?
Not really. I've been pretty lucky. I haven't I've had a couple close calls with getting the Kubota stuck, and
again, I'm haven't done this for 3 years. If it were a perfect situation, what would make it easier to not just for you, but just in general for everybody to help keep things clean?
Basically, the way they're doing it right now. Right now, this year's actually really surprising me. I think it's because they don't have, the fish aren't really quieting in, they're trickling in.
Yeah.
They're not coming in big spools like they usually do.
Yeah.
They're just coming in a few here, a few there, and I think it has a lot to do with them, is what I think.
You can stay ahead of it.
Yeah, I can definitely stay ahead of it. I mean, I'm so far ahead of it right now, as you can see, there's nothing to do, really.
And I bet in years past when they do come in those big pulses and things are rocking and rolling, you're really moving a lot of sand.
Yeah, you're definitely busy. I mean, this year I'm just really surprised. I mean, we're over halfway through the dip net season, and I really haven't raked once. I mean, just for the simple fact, I don't think the fish are in right now. They're just trickling in.
Yeah. And the trickle continues. The latest counts showed no more than 30,000 fish on a given day over the past week. But whether the return hits a few hundred or a few hundred thousand at a time, Hart and dozens of others will be doing what they can to keep things clean.